Right, well, there were several people called in then, so I'll keep it short. Anyway, very good morning to everybody. On the wireless X62 this morning, because the camera that was used on ships, and this is the nearest thing I've got to naval equipment, so see how that goes. Does seem rather noisy this morning. But Ian, you're a good 5 and 9, no problems. Alan, likewise. And I did hear a couple of carriers just then, so wasn't sure who that was, but there we go. Anyway, it's sort of quite a bright morning, sun's coming up, which is nice to see this time of the morning. Mornings are getting earlier, or the day getting longer, whichever way. Right, I'll keep it short, because I'm on the wireless at 62, and put it on to Trevor. PA3BOH, G3YJO, with a pause in case people want to call in. Over to you, Trevor.
Mike, CA Delta, Alpha Foxtrot.
Let me just take command just for a moment. It was Bruce calling in, Delta Alpha Foxtrot, and we've got Trevor, PA3BOH. I'm going to put it to you, Bronick, and give you the chair, so to speak. But at the present moment, I'm using the LG 300 to try and keep the frequency at least usable. M0DAF, M1PBC.
If there is a problem, I'll ask one of the stronger stations in this house just to step in until we can actually start the meeting up proper in a little while. So, what is Trevor copying is JCBOH, Mike Zero, Delta Alpha Fox, and the new group.
Also to Martin, bad choice for 62 at the present moment, Martin. 53 is what you need. Round 2, Trevor, PA3BOH, M1PVC.
M1PVC, PA3BOH. Contest, and the noise is on my before. I think it's about here, we're all tensors quite nicely. And all those just so I think I'll go QRT. This is the AD470 with full power, but I'll not get through on a TCS channel, but no point in calling me back because I might not even hear the phonics using his TCS. There's no way I'll be able to hear him with this racket. So I'm going
ionosphere and dissuade some of our friends. Fine, well, I took your advice there, Paul, and we'll try and clear a bit of frequency. But, I say, Ian's good signal, as was Alan, and also Trevor, you're all 5'9 plus a bit. And good morning to Bonnie, and also to Mike, and to Paul. So, not quite sure what the plan is this morning for getting things into shape, so I was going to put it back to you, Paul, as I wasn't really paying attention. But anyway, very good morning to everybody. M1PVC, G3YJO.
G3YJO,
M1PVC.
Good morning, yes, that's a lot better. Well, G4JSX and G4EJM before him. Let me put it round to Mike and then go back to Bronick. Let's try to keep Bronick in the loop, but it's really his net for running. G4EJM, M1PVC.
Yeah. Okay, Paul.
You for OJY calling in there. George, come on, I said you ain't mine. Yeah, morning, guys. It's a real work smash here this morning. I'm topping you all, but it's pretty bad, really. I'm wearing a T-shirt at the moment. I've got two other rigs warming up as well. I hope you're copying okay. I put it through to Bronick. This is your couple, everybody, Bronick. I'm here, DAF, Golf 4. How are you here tonight?
Well, Jufa Rejo and the Knight, Jufa Rejo, very nice, very signal there. Martin Rejo, a good man. You're very strong here, and a couple of Andrews, OJY, on the forum, and I just need to thank the rest of the work so far, at least here so far. I'm using both the TCS transmitter and the full frame, and I did actually test them out the other day, which was rather, and we had very nice contact in the interlude, quite a bit of fun, I didn't have had the chance to talk about six this morning, and there were some actually quite excited to hear from the good old fashioned RCC guy come up, and heard that phrase, it's quite a mouthful, interlude, you want to compose with some of the rubbish we've got, and I personally was angry now, and come on to Andrew, and you were talking about the Paul, because Paul actually was on here.
Higher current. So this is the first of my marine rigs then,
and at 75 watts carrier, hopefully it's being heard. So I'll bring it in, Martin, J4JSX, and if you can put it back to Bronick, because Bronick has quite a good signal with me, and that really is his net. G4JSX, M1PVC.
M1PVC, in the group, G4JSX. Good morning, everybody. The QRM is draining away quietly here. And this morning on the Marconi TGY2, 1943 design, only about, 12 watts, which is what it does on RT. It's been transmitted to the flower card and the submarine combat. I'll put it back to the Bronick, to teach in command, if you will. Mike Zero Delta,
Yeah, G4JSX from Mike Zero as well. Yeah, very nice transmission there, Martin. Very nice indeed. And actually, the performance is now starting to run a little bit less. I was terribly bad about 10 minutes ago, but I can certainly talk to everybody, and you're putting out very fine signals. So, well, I don't know who's on now, do I? On my list, I should say, I've got, this would be the best way to do it, but Martin Vertex, Martin YJO, Will KSQ, Mike EJM, Andy OJY, Tony YYH, and, did someone say that Alan was on as well? Paul, you've been keeping a running total up to now. If you could just tell me if I've missed anyone out, and then we'll bring them in and start going around as people are added to the list. M1PVC from Mike Zero as well, so I'll start off in the group.
Right, there was somebody that gave a signal there just as I keyed up, so I missed it, but I heard an I at the end, so I'll let them call again. This is the TTS Bronick. Now you've got all of the marine culprits, so to speak. Yes, Alan is standing there in the side wings, G4GN, when you need a bit of power. And also, Ian, Fox 4VSC, was on earlier and is sitting it out, but can be brought in to your liking. Back to you, Bronick, M0DAF, M1PVC, on the TCS.
G6AVI.
Somebody called in there, G6AVI, come on. So Lisa, there's a call sign ending in, I'm pretty sure it was AVI. Okay, let's bring me in then. I don't know where you're going, and I just called you a minute ago. But SLVSD from Mike Zero, Delta Alpha Foxtrot.
Yes, good morning, Bronick from F4VSC. I don't have anything marine here. Well, I didn't think I had until Tony came on and said that he was running his 321 because it was used in Royal Marine landing craft. I haven't thought about that. Anyway, I won't be joining the net, Bronick, but I will be here if you need any information. And I am recording this net. There's a lot of QRM on it at the moment, but I will make the recording available if there's agreement, and I'll also record the main net as well. So all stations are currently being heard, and the last station to call in was Bob, G6AVI. Back to you, Bronick. Mike Zero, Delta Alpha Fox, Foxtrot 4 Victor Sierra Charlie.
Mike Zero, Delta Alpha Fox. Oh, what a lovely transmission, Ian. Good 5 and 9 minutes of work, definitely. And, thank you, modulation. It sounds nice and loud. Certainly, you're coming through all the round.
N1PVC.
Apologies.
A quick transmission, and then I'll put out an agenda call for the Marine Net. 2-4-8-CW, Mike, Royal Bell, 1000 Foxtrot.
Yeah, very good morning, everybody. Bit noisy, isn't it? But, obviously, it's a pickup the contest, which is very unfortunate. But I'm copying, I'm copying everybody so far. I've only just come up here. I'm running the Braithwaite 619 Royal Navy transmitter with the associated retriever, the 1950s setup. I mean, there's pictures of it. I think you can just about see it on my picture on the net page. The background, and it runs about 40 watts, 12 valves, is a 3 miniature 807, modulated by a pair of miniature 807. Once it gets a bit quieter later. Thank you, Bonnick, M0DAF. Oh, the microphone, by the way, is a Tannoy, a big Tannoy carbon mic, that probably sounds pretty harsh. M0DAF, 238CW.
on sideband, so that's the score. Mike, you're right. Mike, Zero Delta, Alpha, Foxtrot, George, 4 Julius, Sierra, X-ray.
Very nice thing. They were used. Well, yeah, that sort of thing. The Coast Guard were probably the last people to use it, and this is where this one came from. The Forest Service, I believe, has still got them in America. That's about it, really, but it's just... The receiver is a patch on the E-52, and listening on the E-52, I wind down the bandwidth width about half, I could either get rid of the QRF, which, of course, with a wideband set to this one, you couldn't. Anyway, it's putting out about 35 watts, according to the bird, which is in, I would leave it in the antenna sort of connection, and which is what it's supposed to do, AM. It does about 100 watts CW and 135 PEQ sideband. And we're back to you, Bright. M0DAS, G4GEN,
yes, we call GM from Mike Zero Dallas House for Show. Yeah, very nice transmission there, Alan. You sound very different. You sound quite different on that transmitter. There's a lot more low frequency response on it. You know, it's just different, but plenty of it. Anyway, I'll carry on down with it. We've been falling a little bit lower down. G4UJM next from Mike Zero Dallas House for Show in the group.
Okay.
Jay Y from Mike Zero Golf. I have a very, very fine time on that channel. And pretty well squashing the rest of the background interference, so that's well done. And I have to say, we kind of might have done this one, but we need that one for the golden position. Anyway, let's go down to Tony in front. Now, things are holding up at your end, Tony. 23YYH, or Bell Towers of Watch Channel Group.
Good morning. I am trying to get on my T1154, but I haven't been heard yet, so I don't know whether that's QRM, but I do suspect I might have a problem with modulation. So I'm on the 321. I think I've also this morning managed to get myself sorted below the front end of my flex using the 321 with amplifier, so not a great morning. Quite a few good reports, lots of TCSs. I won't stay on too long because I'm not sure that my argument that the 321 using Royal Marines landing craft is entirely kosher. Anyway, back to you, Bronick, M0DAF, T3YYH.
Well, G3YYH from Mike Zero, over to Bob now. Hopefully Bob can G6AVI from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foster.
Conditions are extremely difficult over here. I'm not sure whether it's because I'm so close to the continent, and especially the Netherlands stations, which seem to be having fun on the frequency this morning. My name is Bob, and I'm situated near the town of Watton in southwest Norfolk. I'm running the 12. I received it in parts and put it back together again, finding there was lots of wiring missing. So I've done some modifications to the front end, and it's to a design that was published in the Radcliffe around about the 1955-56 time. I'm running a TCS 12 with around about 18 watts. I've never seemed to be able to get more than 18 watts out of it. And the microphone is at a D104. The one running around the garden. Conditions are quite poor, but hopefully as the net progresses, things might continue. Stations are quite strong coming in that I've heard on the net, but obviously it's in competition with the sideband stations. I'm hearing you fairly well there, Bronick, and your TCS 12 is sounding very good, and you sound like you're just getting over a cold, as am I, but things should improve as the net goes by. So much back to you there, Bronick. M0DAF, G6AVI.
There, Bob, your PCS is doing a great job this one, and let's just bring Mike in because he's back on frequency. G4EJ and Mike, you're about that.
Roger, Bronick.
I'm
here, DAF, John 4 Echo, here with Mike. The main slipped out several times. The time I tried to come on with it, but I've got that much equipment on, Bernard. This is the very well travelled Marine Marconi Ocean Span there. No, you'll be pleased to hear that, Alan. Alan's familiar with this transmitter from a good number of years ago, and it takes quite a lot of.
Quite a lot of guns out the main. There's a main motor generator, quite a large motor generator in it. And it's like being in the engine room with it on here, it's really noisy. And the receiver's the Mackie receiver, the Marconi Atalanta,
Marconi Atalanta, into the loop, of course. I'm copying everybody very well, actually.
There's no further signal reports here because it's all very messy this morning, but
everyone's coming through very nice.
The reason the main is set down, Mike, is that I've got the big transfers. I've been saving up for the electricity for 6 months, and I switched it on, and it's been warmer since about 7 o'clock. The American Navy transmitter, the
URT-17,
that's the technical TMC Material Corporation one. Obviously, when I switch my generator on and this, it just wouldn't... I'm going to switch this off on the next day and go around and switch that back on again.
It's for
the book. So, I hope everything sounds okay. That's Marconi. Ocean Span Transmitter, Marconi, Atalanta, Receiver, Merchant Marine Setup. M0DAF, Golf 4 Echo, Juliet Mike.
Yeah, G4EJM, Mike, 0 Delta Alpha Oscar. Well, Mike, it was well worth waiting for that one. That was what a lovely strong signal you are with fantastic modulation. A little bit deeper in terms of the voice pitch, but otherwise just perfect. Okay, let's now go down to the southwest of the east.
Let's go across the water to the This morning, just before I take control of the formal net later on at 8:30, I'm actually on the DX100 and LLHU8 in tandem. Reports, most stations Q5, not a QRM this morning, as everybody's said. But I'll pass it straight back to you, Dominic, for any reports, and hopefully you'll be okay at the 8:30 formal net. Back to you, Dominic. MZVF, this is Max, Mike Goldfarb.
I'm fine for us this morning, Martin. No problems at all. I won't be able to play on the net out to interest, unfortunately, because I'll go to something I'm going to must do. Good morning to the set. Trust your trip to the Netherlands was good. No one was in the slide. Thanks for running to the eye from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox.
Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox, that Gizo TBI, the group got it right. TCR-14 transmitter made by the Hamilton Corporation, and the receiver was a TCR-9 made by Collins Radio Company. And the previous owner for this some 15, 18 years ago was Jeff, Gospel Yankee Victor Fax, who recently joined, would you believe, VMAS. So if you're listening, Jeff, this is your own TCS, which was out from a third party, and they actually it's not been switched on until 2 days ago, for 2 years, which is still fully functioning. I have run down the list of our stations received.
It's a highly photogenic piece of kit. It's built in an extremely robust way inside. Far better construction than it really needs to be for the purpose of range which operates on, which is 1.5 to 12. And it was used very widely. It was used in the merchant naval, it was used in motor gunboats, it was used in a whole range of vehicles situations. So it was very widely and very popular. And the compared to many chemical vessels in the 1950s and 1960s as a sort of standalone radio station. Let's publish them as well. Let's go to the phone now. Mike Zero Delta Alpha Fox, I'm a good listening to you. That's fine business. Ken, thanks for calling in and giving some reports as well. I should say, I couldn't copy Trevor. I knew you were there, Trevor, but I couldn't copy you. it's just getting some tool bags, just getting over the top of everything. Okay, so we've got someone else who might be using marine type equipment who'd like to call in and share their experience with us. I'll just leave a pause now before I put out another kind of call. So this is Mike Zero, Delta Alpha, just waiting for another caller.
Mike Whiskey Zero, Lima Uniform Kilo. Mike Whiskey Zero, Lima Uniform Kilo.
M1PVC now back with the working station.
Yes, okay, Paul, thank you very much. Okay, MW0LUK, not worked you before. Name is Gronick, just outside the city of York, using the TCS. Would you like to go ahead now, please, from Mike Zero Delta Alpha Foxtrot?
I've also had a little bit of Italian assistance with the output power here, which is nearly 100 watts. And, just put myself back on frequency again. And, yes, so, we'll be fine. So that's the lead. I'll be more about that.
I'm not quite sure what's happening towards the end, but when you first came on, you were absolutely delta of the signal here. Quite a lot of frequency modulation as well, which is what you would expect, or at least that's what it sounded like. I'm sure I'm looking for the reports as time goes on. We have M1 previously back on frequency, which I like to make some transition
Yeah, okay, Bronick, let me change to the other rig. Right, I've got a carrier this time. Okay, this is what I tried before, Bronick, and for some reason it locked the whole shack up. But this is a Marconi Marine Falcon 2 radio telephone, made, of course, by Marconi Marine, and producing... 50 watts carrier and for sideband only because it's basically a sideband rig. It's mainly IC and transistor, but the final offer is a TT100, which Marty Graham knows that very well. Much underwater, there's only 800 volts on the TT100, but nevertheless. As I say, producing 50 watts and upper sideband, so the PEP is reasonably high. So thanks for letting me back in, Veronica. Apologies last time. As I say, at the moment I keyed up, everything went to work. And by the time I'd realised that I was talking to myself, it had passed on. So, good night, folks. Thanks for having it. Everybody has been... readable. Everybody has been over 9 months.
It's not a question yet. I didn't have one earlier with the CCS, so at least I've aired the three rigs.
Thank you very much.
That's you, Bronick. I'm Zoe. See you on M1PVC.
Yeah, sorry, I am still copying. Just check that I've got the frequency. Yeah, okay, Bronick. Sorry about that. I switched off the HT and I forgot to switch it back on. Well, everyone's been copied. Lots of QRM. but I'm on the Collins KWS-1, so not a Marine set. So I'll leave it at that, but I will be joining the main net in a few minutes. M0DAF, F4VSC.
Marine, which is Telefunken E748. This is a kind of uncovered stuff. It's got a very front end. And that is a cracking receiver. It's just like I've got a transceiver on that. So I can't use it easily. But that is a receiver that I picked up at one of our auctions, and it does give excellent performance. Anyway, I'll pass it on to Martin. I'd like to thank everyone for taking part in what was a very interesting match. And Martin, I'm sorry I can't stay on this morning, but we've already got to take part in the main match. M0NGA, Max, for a go for the first one now.